Update on March 22. The co-founder at Ica Spa, Tristan Jenkin, emailed the Squamish chief to say that the business is now moving to the Squamish Valley. A spokesperson for the District of Squamish, Rachel Bogusky, said the Muni is aware that the business is moving from its Depot Road location. Until that process is complete, we have no further comment, she wrote in an email to the Squamish chief on March 22. The Squamish chief will continue to follow up on this story as it progresses. Original story. A local business is raising awareness about its impending closure due to regulatory issues, but the business faces a number of hurdles. A co-founder at Ica Spa, Tristan Jenkin, recently started an online petition that states the District of Squamish has taken action to close the spa's operations at its Depot Road location. Jenkin told the Squamish chief that he is asking to meet with Squamish Council to find an amicable solution to AIKA's zoning issues. All we've asked for is for a forum for consultation, not to fight straight against what the bylaws say, said Jenkin. But to work with the powers that be to find a path forward that's amicable that allows us to continue, whilst also honors the requirements of the district zoning bylaws. Jenkin said Ica started as a mobile spa business in 2021 before becoming a more permanent fixture at its Depot Road location in 2022. At one point, the spa had a hot tub, cold plunge pool, sauna and some food and beverage. Jenkin said in 2023, he learned that the area where operations are located was not zoned for a sauna and, thus, the district would not authorize a business license. Since then, Jenkin said he sought consultation with council to no avail, as the business continued operating. A spokesperson for the district emailed the Squamish chief stating, "Any person who operates a business within the District of Squamish is required to have a valid business license, approved zoning, and any other permitting required by the district, as well as any additional required permits and licenses from other regulatory authorities such as Vancouver Coastal Health, or Technical Safety BC." The Squamish chief inquired with Vancouver Coastal Health, VCH, about ICA. In response, a spokesperson for VCH said, "At this time, the business at this location, 1796 Depot Road, has an outstanding closure order under the Public Health Act." The Squamish chief obtained a copy of the closure order, which states that food premises, hot tub and cold plunge pools need to cease operations. It was signed by an environmental health officer with VCH on October 16, 2023. The order stated that some contraventions found constitute a health hazard, including discharge from the hot tub and cold plunge pools onto land without authorization. However, the order did not close the sauna. Still, it said ICA needed to provide a written plan to the satisfaction of VCH, addressing the cleaning and disinfection of the sauna on an ongoing basis, and a plan for hand-washing facilities for patrons and staff to wash hands as required. Jenkin said he disputed the closure order, but nonetheless followed suit with closing the food, hot tub and cold plunge pools. There were no facts or evidence to suggest the validity of the closure order. And we disputed it, said Jenkin. Yet, we still took action and changed our business operations to meet the requests. About the sauna, Jenkin said they have since provided the necessary information to VCH, enabling ICA to continue its use. However, VCH said that is not the case. VCH has had some communications with the owner, but no approval has been issued. Be that as it may, Jenkin said they could resolve the issues with VCH, if he could get a business license from the district, which he says largely goes back to zoning. The district shared the standard process for rezoning in an email with the Squamish chief. Any person or business who wishes to go through a rezoning process can meet with staff for a pre-application meeting to receive feedback on their proposal and to understand the requirements and the process for rezoning, wrote spokesperson Rachel Bogusky. After that, an application would be made, which staff check for completeness and review against district policy. The proposal would then be brought forward to a council process, with recommendations from staff to council on how to proceed. A rezoning requires three readings of the bylaw and adoption by council and may include a public hearing to receive submissions from the public. But Jenkins said he has not been able to get a pre-application meeting. We have not been granted a pre-application meeting to discuss the rezoning, he said. Jenkins said in January correspondence with the district, he was informed they obtained legal representation. When asked about the pre-application meeting, the district provided no further comment on the matter.